Hello, I'm Stuart Clarkson with this week's Radio Today News, published on Friday the 5th of May 2017. We're another step nearer to having more small-scale DAB multiplexes. A private members' bill has been put forward by the MP Kevin Foster and has now received royal assent, so it'll pass into law as an Act of Parliament. The Broadcasting Radio Multiplex Services Act 2016-17 could see more than 1,000 new commercial and community stations go on the air. The first ever British Podcast Awards took place this week, with Fathers and Sons from Radio Wolfgang and Mr. Porter named Podcast of the Year. There were prizes as well for Adam Buxton, the Beef and Dairy Network podcast, and Five Lives Kermode and Mayo film review. And the event was hosted by Ollie Mann.
I thought it was amazing, actually, because you really felt in the room that these were people who made shows, yes, but actually genuinely love the medium. I mean, genuinely sort of cherish what podcasters do and what podcasts can do. And I felt, even with kind of, if you like, the higher profile winners, people like Ramesh Ragnathan and Adam Buxton, who weren't here, they send video messages. But even in the video messages, I absolutely believe them when they both said, this is my favourite thing out of everything that I do.
Meanwhile, The Sun has a new podcast, which it's launched this week. Dan Wootton is promising celebrity world exclusives in his Bizarre Life podcasts. It's Take That next week, but first guest was One Direction's Niall.
Hi guys, it's Niall Horan here, and you're listening to the first ever Bizarre Life podcast with Dan Wootton and me. So let's get started, shall we?
Hello, I'm Dan Wootton. One of the best things about my job is the emotional, extraordinary, and actually very often funny encounters I have interviewing the world's biggest names for my Bizarre column in The Sun. But until now, you've never been able to hear what really goes on in these chats. That's why I've decided to launch Bizarre Life, a podcast where each week I'll go in depth with one of the world's biggest A-listers.
Ofcom says it's going to accept applications for community radio stations in all areas across the UK where groups have expressed an interest in running a service. The regulator also says it'll consider proposals from stations wanting to cover larger areas than previously licensed and requests from existing stations to improve coverage. Closing date for applications is the 27th of July. KMFM, which operates 7 FM licences across Kent, has a new owner. Parent company KM Media Group, which publishes more than a dozen newspapers, has been sold to Iliff Media. Ed Sheeran and Katy Perry were the guests on Capital London's first day of the new breakfast show this week, with new hosts Roman Kemp and Vic Hope.
I heard that a lot of people are calling in, people claiming to be your friends and trying to see how it's going because you have a new show, right?
Yes, this is the new Capital breakfast show, Katy.
Is it good or is it crap?
I'm enjoying it. So far.
Should you stay or should you go?
I mean, if my boss is listening right now, I mean, hopefully it can at least give me like a couple of days.
A couple of days
at least.
You're on a trial period right now.
Yeah. It's
James
like a probation.
James Corden is coming back to take your job and every job in America.
Katy Perry there on Skype to Capital. More names have been announced for the lineup of the Radio Festival taking place in London later this month. Contributors just added to the schedule will include Jason Manford, Phil Jupitus, Jonathan Agnew, Sean Keaveney, and Vernon Kay. And Vernon made a brief return to Radio X this week on the phone to Chris Moyles, as Vernon from Wigan.
You'll have it all.
Aye, I'm going on a stag do at a weekend.
Vernon.
Am I supposed to be me or am I supposed to be
no,
someone else?
No, you can be you now.
Oh.
All right, hiya Chris.
Hi, hello Vernon, lovely to hear your
hey,
voice.
Hey Vernon.
First, hi Dominic and Pippa.
I've got a lot of things to ask you. Were you at the boxing on Saturday night?
Amol Rajan is taking over as host of Radio 4's media show. The BBC media editor replaces Steve Hewlett, who died earlier this year. He'll start on the Radio 4 programme next week. And Peter Kay made a guest appearance on BBC Radio Manchester this week during a special Forever FM tribute hosted by the afternoon show presenter Becky Want, and he revealed there wouldn't be another series of Carshare.
So will you in Series 3, if there is a Series 3, will you be listening to Becky and the Lunchtimers then, Peter? John?
What do you reckon? What do you think?
I think
it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, we think so.
You're heavily biased, though, aren't you?
I don't think so. No, not really at all. Listen,
we could flick the radio station over.
Could you?
Ooh.
Would you?
Well, I don't think there's not going to be a series three, so it won't ever happen.
There is, aww, isn't there?
There's not, no,
oh,
there's
please.
Not.
Oh, no, don't
you
say that.
You know what? You've got to get out while the going's good.
Peter Kay on BBC Radio Manchester. And don't forget, you can get news of what's happening in radio every single day of the week at radiotoday.co.uk. I'm Stuart Clarkson, and that was this week's Radio Today News.